Small measures can help keep you safe during the holiday season. Hayes Police Department Lieutenant Tim Greenwood talks to us about holiday shopping safety tips on this episode of the Post Podcast.
This time of year, we do this every year, but it's an important message we want to get across, and that's holiday shopping safety. There's going to be a ton of people out, even with COVID this year, people out there getting their gifts and things. What do people need to know to keep themselves safe?
Well, you know, a lot of it's what we consider common sense, but it never hurts to have a little refresher before, you know, we head out there and do that holiday shopping. And, you know, a lot of it comes back to simply having a plan, you know, get your thoughts in order and decide where you want to go and what you want to do. And when you have that plan in place, when you run into little hiccups and challenges, you're able to stay calm and things tend to go a lot smoother. But, you know, the normal safety tips that we run into a lot, it just, like, lock your car. Make sure before you leave the car, there's no valuables sitting out, especially on the seat or visible through the windows. You know, it never hurts if you're going from store to store before you go home to drop those items off, that you don't have a blanket or some sort of cover in the back where you can cover those items up. And you know, don't tempt those that are looking for an easy way to break a window or open a door and grab a bunch of stuff that they don't have to pay for. So by covering that up and making sure your car is locked, that's a great step in the right direction.
Yeah, because most of the time when a vehicle is burglarized, it's a crime of opportunity, right? It's something that they just go around and they pull handles, and if they get in, they grab it and they go.
You're absolutely right. You know, they all too often they just go from car to car to find that one with the open door. So you're absolutely right. Crime of opportunity, and we don't want to give them that opportunity. So lock it up. And you know, the same applies for when you're actually in there doing your shopping. Make sure if you have a purse or a wallet, you keep it on your person. Don't get in the habit of dropping that in that little top slot of the shopping cart. It's too easy to step away from that cart for just a second, and when you turn back around, that wallet or purse is missing. So make sure you don't do that. Keep that wallet and or purse on your person. And even if you like to use cash, try not to have a large sum of cash in that wallet or purse. We don't want to be flashing that cash and you know, tempting those that are have less ethics than we have. So make sure you're being discreet with that money.
Sure. Now, I imagine this year probably a lot of people are going to forgo the in-person shopping and do online, and they're going to have it shipped. What are some good ways for people to keep packages that they've had delivered to them safe?
Well, you've got to be able to, at least I can speak for myself. I get a lot of notifications, whether it's from UPS or FedEx, that I have a package delivered. That's a great service they provide, because we can go check that front porch and get those packages taken off the porch sooner than later. And, you know, I've also, there's those items out there that may be worth an investment, like the camera systems or the Ring doorbells or whatnot, that, you know, you can monitor that a little bit and know when those packages arrive and get them off the porch sooner than later.
You mentioned those Ring doorbells. Those are becoming increasingly popular, and they're handy not just for you know, activity that might be going on your porch. I know that several times I've seen police activity, a crime occurred, and they're able to get footage of an individual or a picture of an individual off of those doorbells.
They are pretty handy, and they've come in on investigations on a couple occasions, and they do a pretty good job, you know. You know, common sense is always king. Make sure you get those packages sooner than later, and that's a step in the right direction.
Sure. Now, what about homes right now? You know, I would imagine a lot of, as you say, people with less ethics than the average person maybe see presents and stuff at home. Do you recommend that people keep their windows closed at this time of year, or do we not really see that problem here in the area?
We don't see it a lot, but it is a good common sense safety tip that that just like, you know, we were talking about the car earlier, don't provide temptation if you don't need to. If you want to keep those windows open where it's just highlighting the tree maybe and not all the gifts underneath, or that big screen television in the background, that's probably pretty smart. But you're right, we don't see that a lot in the area. But again, just like the car, got to keep those doors and windows locked. You know, even when you're home, it's smart to do that. It's just a good common sense safety practice.
Sure. Now, there's one other thing I saw online that I kind of wanted to ask you about, and this was a recommendation with the boxes. Once you go to unpackage those presents or maybe just kind of getting them ready in their own packaging for the tree, they set those boxes out in the trash can. And then like the potential thieves see exactly what you've bought, including, you know, things like TVs or DVD players, I don't know, video game systems, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, break those down. I'm glad you brought that up. But before you just carry out a bunch of boxes, break those things down and get them into your recycling bag. And I prefer the recycling bags that you can't see through, just for that purpose. It makes it a little bit more difficult. But the biggest step is to break those boxes down and fold them so if there is, you know, pictures or description of the item, hypothetically speaking, a computer box or a video game box, make sure you fold it so those are, you know, inboard or on the inside, and all they see is that brown interior on the outside. So, you know, just a bunch of brown cardboard versus seeing those items that you now have inside your house.
Sure. Well, Lieutenant, I'm wondering, we're quickly running out of time here, but anything else you think that people could do or should know about to help them stay safe this holiday season?
Last but not least, like I said earlier, stay calm. Remember the reason for the season. If you get in there and you're shopping and you know, you grab the last PlayStation or somebody else grabs it right before you, it's not worth getting upset over. Take some time, have a plan, and stay calm, and you'll enjoy your season a lot better.
Perfect. Sir, it's always great to talk to you, and thanks so much for joining us again this morning. It's very much appreciated, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you guys again soon down in the offices. I know you're closed right now, right?
We are. We're still dealing with the COVID, and you know, I guess maybe that might be the parting shot is remember your mask when you're going shopping in person. Nothing more frustrating than getting to the door and realize you got to go back to the car. So take that mask with you, mask up, and stay safe and healthy.